rock perk shlishi of Hilchos Trumas. Halach Aleph. Truma gedola in lashir min haTorah. The amount that has to be given for the great truma, as it's known, there has no limit by Torah law. Shnemar, as it says, reishis tegoncha, the first of your grain, kolshu, any amount. Filuchita achas p'teres hakeri, even one piece of wheat would free the entire pile of grain. L'chachilo liyapishu l'gishir shenosu chacham. But ipso facto, one should give only the amount that the sages prescribed, no less than that. Nowadays, that it's going to be burned anyway because it's Tomei, we don't observe the laws of ritual purity. So even ipso facto, he should bring or separate only the minor, smallest possible amount. What is the measure that the sages gave? A generous measure is 1 in 40. An intermediate one, 1 in 50. Ra, a bad one, echad mishishim, that's 1 in 60. But yivchus mechad mishishim. You should under no circumstance do less than 1 in 60. Gimel, kol truma shina kohanim makpidim aleha, the kinds of truma that the kohanim aren't particular about. Kagon, for example, they don't care about these things. Truma sacharuvim, the truma of carob, vahaklisin, it's a kind of bean, you could take even ipso facto in the first place 1 out of 60. The following are taken 1 out of 60, the smallest amount of the rabbinic shear. Truma skidule truma, the truma that comes from something that grew from truma. If you take truma and you plant it, the rabbi said that all that grows is considered like truma. However, you still have to separate truma in addition. So the truma that's separated from the gdule truma, you give the smaller amount of 1/60. The a ruve truma, if you have truma mixed in with something else, so you have to separate the truma, but you do it in the smaller amount of 1/60. Utruma tmeya shows the truma bonus of ushkaga, truma that became defiled either by accident or inadvertently. Truma's hagdish, the truma of something that's been sanctified. The law is, if you sanctify your grain after it's been processed already, you have to give truma ma'aser, but you give the minimum amount. Truma's chutzaretz, and the truma of outside of Israel. Truma's haketach v'klisin v'chruvim v'haginzios v'trumasin usar nadomios ukyotze behen, and the trumas of these various sort of inferior types of food. And the fruit of a flower pot that has no hole in it, which is required by rabbinic law to take truma. The caretakers who are giving truma on behalf of the produce of the orphans who are in their charge. They separate 1 out of 60. In truma truma zu, lo b'midah v'lo b'mishkol v'lo b'minyan. The truma that we're talking about here, you do not separate by measuring or weighing or counting. Fishlonema bashir, because the Torah doesn't give a specific amount. And Omer, he says, Omed umafrish b'dayto, k'molecha mishishim. He makes an estimation about 1 of 60. Avotam huasamodud v'sashok v'samonui. It's okay to take truma from something that's already been measured or weighed or counted. You shouldn't take truma with a kind of basket that has a specific measurement that you know already. But he can, even if he has a measure to the basket, he can take truma if he only takes a half or a third. He doesn't take an exact amount. You shouldn't take truma with a basket of a saw, half of the truma, because that half is also a measurement. And he'll make two halves, and he'll know exactly what he has. If you take more truma than the amounts that are prescribed, as long as you leave over some amount truma, what you took is truma. If he said, all of this produce is truma, then his statement is meaningless. If you're intending to take 1/10 for truma, and instead you take 1/60, the truma is valid. If he intended to take less, just the 60th, and by mistake he took a 50th, in that case, in a truma, it's not a valid truma. Whereas in the previous case, a 60th is included in a 10th. But in this case, a 50th is more than a 60th. Rather, mavish truma also be yadav fula echad mi'esrim, trumas a truma. If one separates the truma, even if he picks out 1/20th, it's valid. If he picked what is the minimum rabbinic amount, 1/60th, and then he took some more for the sake of truma, that additional amount is not a real truma, so therefore you'd have to tithe it. If it really, would really be truma, you would not have to tithe it. But in this case, you do have to tithe it. You give it to a kohen anyway, he tithes it and eats it. Time also be yadav mishishim v'yachad. If he picked the truma, he had only one out of one out of 61. That's a truma. That's truma. V'yachad yitrim pam shniyah. Then he takes a second time because he didn't take the minimum prescribed amount. K'dei lachshav mishishim b'dayte, in order to complete the amount that he has in mind to give. This additional amount he can separate by measure or weight or number. But he should separate it only from that which is close to the first one. Someone just takes some of the truma. He takes some and says, I want to take just some first. That amount is totally not valid. It's not truma. It's just a part of the pile of the grain. Still, he has to take the truma of that part from it. And he should not separate from other fruit on that part. Since he set it aside and made it separate, he has to take truma from that bunch separately. If one separates part of the truma from one pile, and just part of the truma from another pile of the same variety of food, so as we learned previously, he has to, since he's only supposed to take the whole truma, not just part of it, he has to take truma again, and he has to take truma for the separate piles from each one from itself. That's why he says, lo yitrum izal zeh, you shouldn't take truma from one of these small bunches to the other. Ha'omer truma sakriya zeh letocho. If someone says the truma of this pile of produce is in it, if he said it should be in the north or the south, that's a valid proclamation of truma, and he has to separate it. If he did not specify a place, then a statement is meaningless. If he said, this is the truma of this pile, and he specified a certain place, and the second pile should have the truma in the same place as the first, the place where the truma of the first one ends, according to where he specified, so does the truma end of the second bunch, the second pile. Your truma of Meiser, Mepishno, Sabaomid. The truma of Meiser, that is the tenth of the tenth that you give to the Kohen, you do not separate that by approximation. Lamedaktik Beshura. You have to be specific in the amount. Afilubus Manazeh, even nowadays, Beshura Mefurish B'Torah, because the amount is explicitly said in the Torah, whereas truma nowadays, you give even a tiny amount, since there's no amount specified in the Torah, but the Trumas Meiser has to be the tenth of the tenth. If a thing is usually measured, he should measure it. Something that's usually weighed, he should weigh. Something that you can count, you should count. If you could do any of them, count, weigh, or measure. One who counts it is praiseworthy, but even more praiseworthy is one who measures, and most praiseworthy of all is one who weighs. That's the most exact way. Yud Beis, mitzvah trumas meiser, the mitzvah of the truma of the tithe. Shapash also ben Levi meisro, that the Levite should separate it from his tithe. Shnemers, it says, v'sichlu meis b'nei Yisrael asa meiser, and when you take the meiser from the children of Israel, that you should give some to the Kohen. It's okay for an Israelite to separate it and give it to the Kohen. And he can give to the Meiser to the Levi after he separated the Truma, which is known as the Meiser of the Meiser. Gemel Yisrael Shifrish Meister Rishon Kishu Shibolim Kodim Shiyadush V'yapish Tumigdola, the son of the Levi. If an Israelite separated the first Meister that goes to the Levi when it's still in the stalks, before it's threshed, and before he's given the great Truma that he should give to the Kohen, and then he gave it to the Levi. In a Levi Chayv L'Av Shemena Truma Gedola, the Levi does not have to separate Truma Gedola from it, Achshu Deshenu, after he threshes it. Now the Truma Smaisa Bavad, he only has to give the Truma of Maisa. Avlam Dosh Yisrael V'Yivash HaMaisa Min HaDog and Kodim Shiyavash Truma Gedola on the son of the Levi, if the Israelite threshed it, and he gave the Maisa, the tithe of the grain, before giving the Truma Gedola to the Kohen, and he gave it to the Levi, then the Levi must separate from it the Truma Gedola, Utrumas Meiser, as well as the tenth of the town. Because once it's become processed grain, that is, threshed grain, it's liable in Truma. As it says, the first of your Dogon, which means the grain after it's been threshed. If a Ben Levi took his Meiser in the form of stalks, the stalks that have not yet been threshed, he shouldn't give his truma to the Kohen in the form of stalks. But rather, he must, since he's denied the Kohen his share of the original truma by taking it at such an early stage, he's punished that he has to thresh it and winnow it and give the miser of the prepared grain. He does not have to give him a tithe of the straw that comes out of it. If he separated the Trumas Meiser in the state of stalks, as he was given with the Kodesh, he must thresh it and give the Kohen not only the seed, but the straw as well, the tenth of the straw. Now why is the Levi obligated to thresh it? As mentioned previously, because he took the Meiser in the form of stalks and denied the Truma Gedola, so he has to prepare it and give it to the Kohen. If an Israelite said to a Levi, my father said to me, Meiser l'cha biyodi, I have Meiser that I owe you. We don't have to be afraid that there has to be Trumas Meiser given from that Meiser. Because no doubt his father separated the Truma, and that's why he commanded that this Meiser belongs to so-and-so the Levi, and the Levi does not have to separate the Trumas Meiser. If he says, this is what my father said, I have a car measure of Meiser, in that case we are afraid that he hasn't separated the Trumas Meiser, and he would have to separate that as well. Since he gave him a certain amount, that's a sign that he has not set aside the Trumas Meiser yet. And he intends for the Levi to separate the Trumas Meiser according to a tenth of that amount. If a Trumas Meiser had in it an eighth of an eighth of a log, this is, we're talking about a liquid form of food, and that's the amount. It's called a kartov, 1/64th of a log. So if he has that much, melicha kodi, he brings it to the Kohen. Pasuk kind of is less than that, and a matapel olicha, he doesn't have to bother bringing it to a Kohen. And a mashlicha bor v'sarfa, he can throw it into the fire and burn it. With wine and oil, even the smallest amount, he must bring to the Kohen. Provided that it's a definite Trumas Meiser and that it is ritually fit. If it's unfit, it's unclean, or it's demai, that's the produce purchased from the Amaretz, the ignorant person who is not meticulously observant, who might have separated the tithes, might have not, so you have to separate it again. In Ein Bo Kashir, so in the case of demai, if it doesn't have the minimum amount of the wine or the oil, Ein Matapel Ba'alasaf, he doesn't have to trouble with it, he can just burn it. It's holy, so he can't use it, but neither does he have to go running after the Kohen. You're not supposed to take Truma Gedola except from a grain that's close to where you're taking. He had 50 son in one house. 50 son in another house. He should not take from one of the houses two saw to cover the 100. He's separating from one place to another place. If he separated not from close, but he did separate it in a far place, it's still a valid truma. Provided that what he separated is in a protected place. If he was carrying barrels of wine or oil, and he sees they're breaking, and he said, let them be truma for fruit that's in my house, that's not valid. Since they're in the process of breaking, it's as if they don't exist anymore. Fruit scattered in one house, or two bins that are in one house. You can take from one for all of the fruit. Sacks of grain, round pressed fig cakes, and barrels of dried figs. If they were close to one another, you can take truma for one of them on behalf of all of them. Barrels of wine before they're sealed. You can take truma from one for all. Once they're sealed, he has to take truma for each one separately, because each sealed barrel is considered like a separate entity, a separate domain. If he was collecting bunches of vegetables and putting them in a garden, he can take truma from one of them for on behalf of all. All the garden is considered one place. If he brought a min acher, he brought another kind of variety between them, then he has to take from each separate one. If he brought many varieties in a basket, you have, let's say, a cabbage on top and a cabbage on the bottom and other stuff in between, he cannot take truma from the upper on behalf of the lower. Bagorim, if he has five piles of food in the threshing place, he can take truma for one of them on behalf of all of them, if the threshing place is there. In other words, if you have all of the grains that are still there, that makes this a threshing place. If the main threshing place isn't there anymore, all you have are these five piles, and there's nothing else around, then he has to take truma for each one separately. Trumas Meiser, the tenth of the tenth, you can take it even if it's not nearby. It says, Mikol Masro Sechem Trumas Truma. From all of your tithes, you should take the truma. The pasuk reads, Mikol Masro Sechem, from all of your tithes. So he's saying you can take the truma. Even if one meister is in one place and the other is in another city, he can take truma for one on behalf of all of them. The scholars don't take unless it's close, even in the case of trumas meister. If a Levi had meister rishon whose truma has not been removed, and he left it so that whenever he wants to separate Trumas Meiser, he can separate it from it. Mashas also, he can do that. Shnemek is Meiser ben Yisrael Shirim L'Hashem Truma, for the Meiser of the children of Israel that they separate for Hashem as an offering. Malamachos is Kula Truma L'Acher. This teaches us that he can make all of it into Truma for the someone else. In other words, the Levi can make all of his Meiser into Truma for the Kayan. Chavei, Sifre Shemimena Trumas Meiser, Tchila. If he set aside the Trumas Meiser first, and then he's going to subsequently separate from it on behalf of other Meiser, so that all of it will become Trumas Meiser. You to the Kohen and then give it to the Kohen. Loas HaKlom, that's not good. Since in this case, unlike the first case where he's never separated the Trumas Meiser, in this case he's already separated the Trumas Meiser, and he can't then subsequently separate more Trumas Meiser from this. Shinamas, it says, it's Mikdashom Mimeno. It's holiness from it. If the holy part is still mixed into it, that is to say, if he has not tithed the Trumas Miser, then he can make it all Truma for others. And Kadosh Betocho, the holy part is not in it, it's not mixed into it, and also Truma Lachem, he cannot make a Truma for others. Similarly, if you have fruit from which you're going to separate the main truma, so you have to have not removed the truma from it previously. And if you set them aside to separate meiser from them, so they have to be untied as far as their own meiser. When truma meiser is separated, it is done in the proper order. Okay, is that how so? Mafish bikurim tchila bakol. The first thing he separates is the first fruits, the bikurim. Vakach truma gedola, then the great truma. Vakach maaser rishon, then the first tithe. Vakach maaser sheni or maaser ani, then either the second tithe or the tithe for the poor, depending on the year. So maknim sheni l'rishon or maaser l'truma, truma l'bikurim. If you first have the second before the first, or the maaser before the truma, or the truma before the bikurim, afa bishava lo sasev, even though he's transgressed the commandment, Mashas also, his act is still valid. But I'm Shubalosa. Say, where do we know that it's a negative commandment? Shinemers, it says, Malay Oscha v'dimachal osa acher, your grains and your, wine, you should not be late. Losacha davashor like dimo. That means you shouldn't make late something that should be early. In other words, doing it in the not proper order. The Lokana lav said, but you don't get flogged for this particular lav. If you want to separate the Truma Gedola and the Truma Smeiser at once, you take a 1/33 and a 3rd. The Yomini says, he says 1/100th of the total is in the meanwhile chulin. That's 1%. You see, he separated 1/33 and a 3rd, which equals 3%. So now he has 3%. 1% he sets aside and says, this is remains chulin. The nishim menashe afrash tu truma lakol. The rest, in other words, the 2% is truma for everything, because that's how much you're supposed to give, 1/50th or 2%. But meiser shreliyas lameya chulin elu. Now the meiser that should be for these 100 of chulin, that's the 10%. Or yibetzad zesh afrash tu, that's next to the side that I set aside as chulin. Zanisha yesod ha-truma. Now this part that's more than the truma, this 1% of the total grain that I left over, that isn't truma, because the 2% became truma. So that which is left over, yesod ha-truma mimash efrashti harei trumas maaser kol. That's the 10th of the 10th. That's the 1% which covers everything.